This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, hey, welcome to America Tonight. Coming up on the show, nail the score in our second hour, so back to its normal time. Who knows what the game of the week will be? Some people came a little bit close to nailing the score last week. Speaking of being nailed, it seems like Donald Trump, the president-elect, is whack-a-mole to some people, and to others, it's you wait and see. This is just a continuation of what we saw, frankly, along the campaign trail. As all of you know, there's no doubt, and we said it so many times here on America Tonight, many of you called, that it, you know, it was that whole sports team analogy, the us against them, it's you and it's me. And I'll tell you what, I'm listening to what some iconic talk show hosts have been saying that have been around a lot longer than I have, a couple of decades more, like Rush Limbaugh, who said he never expected Trump to seek Hillary prosecution. He said he didn't think he'd see it. He said, I didn't think he'd actually prosecute her. This was after Trump told the New York Times he would not try to prosecute Hillary over the email scandal or the reports about her family's foundation conducting a pay-to-play scheme. He said, this is Limbaugh, and this is something many of you have sounded off about. We in America do not prosecute defeated political enemies. Hillary's more than that. She could be a crime boss. I understand that, but I never expected it to happen and had nothing to do with why I supported Trump. If he did it, it was going to be icing on the cake for me. So Limbaugh is saying that if Trump's administration were to prosecute Clinton, Democrats would seize on the opportunity to criticize Republicans. Perfect place for us to join Bob Ney from Talk Media News, the former congressman from Ohio. Hey, Bob, so Rush Limbaugh saying that he's not necessarily surprised that Donald Trump told the New York Times he's not going to try to prosecute Hillary Clinton, but in some ways he's disappointed by that. Did you think he was going to go after Hillary Clinton?
No, because, first of all, a president, I mean, I know what he said during, you know, the debates, but a president technically can't order the prosecution of someone. He or she can suggest or have an opinion, but they can't really order the prosecution. It has to go through the Department of Justice system. So I never really thought that he would order it. Now, the one I read, though, Kate, today, I was really cautious on reading something on this that interested me, where Kelly Conway, the campaign spokesperson, said, no, he's not going to do it. Trump himself said he wasn't inclined, let her heal, but it wasn't off the table. He actually said that.
Oh, there you go. Times,
but it wasn't totally off the table, meaning if they found something, the Department of Justice could go through with it. So I think what he's going to say is he's not ordering it. But if Justice finds something, they can, frankly, they'll do it without talking to the president, technically.
Yeah, they'll just do it. That makes sense. Absolutely. Here's another part of the whole, what we've seen from Donald Trump. The tweeting, he always responds with tweets, and they did a lot of people are taking polls and surveys, and one of them that came out said that 59% of voters say that Trump should just stop tweeting, just don't even tweet anymore. And this was a nationwide poll that for the next 4 years, are we going to constantly see tweeting? But you know, social media is now part of our culture, and certainly to get elected, the Obama people definitely use social media. So, I don't know. I can't imagine that he's not going to tweet.
Well, President Obama uses, social media, not in the same way Donald Trump does.
Hardly.
I don't know. I mean, I think they have to be cautious when he becomes president. Of course, honestly, Kate, I would normally say don't be so trite if you're the president. president, like with the Hamilton thing. But then they found those obnoxious tweets that the actor had done himself on Twitter, you know, that were racist and anti-female. And then again, Trump did something unprecedented, dragging 40 media people in there and completely humiliating all of them in the room in front of each other, you know, and they kind of just smiled and left. And then he uses the Twitter. So I don't know. I just said today that maybe they ought to take it off of him after he's president.
Yeah, be safer anyway. But I don't know. I think Trump is the kind of guy that you can't. I mean, I think he probably listens to the close people around him. But I think he does what he wants to do.
I think at the end, his psyche's starting to show through, though. Just what I was told about Donald Trump by some people that knew him, that he goes against these people like Mitt Romney. I'm totally opposed personally for Mitt Romney to get anything just because Hillary Clinton shouldn't have given anything to some of the people that said certain things about him, right?
Yeah,
same as Donald Trump. But he seems to be okay, and he thinks it's a new deal with people. It's a strange way he operates. It really is, like with Mitt Romney.
It is. Do you think we're going to see any women in the cabinet?
Oh, I think so. And I know there was a member of the House. She came to me with him who was on the Democratic side. I know that. I swear, I think he's going to eventually, mark my words, he's going to sit down with Bernie Sanders eventually on trade bills. I will bet you.
That would be huge.
Sure it would. Yep.
Yeah.
And why not? Bernie would have his way on trade.
I agree. How about Ben Carson, possible HUD secretary? You think that's a good fit?
You know, I like Ben Carson like if he was my yoga teacher. He's so calming when I see the man, honestly. He is, breathe. I really do think he's a nice man, but I used to oversee HUD, by the way, you know, in the House. I was chairman of the Housing Subcommittee, so I did all the language for HUD, you know, the law, not the appropriations, but the law. And I'm pretty familiar with HUD. And honestly, Kate, Carson's a nice man. I can't picture him at all in the HUD format. Health and Human Services, sure. Surgeon General, wonderful. HUD, it just doesn't fit.
Yeah, doesn't fit. How about this? The Obama administration's calling for the end of corporal punishment. Nearly half of all schools still favor spanking. What do you think?
Oh, wow.
That's hard.
I have a teaching degree from a high school. Hey, look, I went 12 years at Catholic school. I was
so did I.
Boarded and, you know, maybe not enough sometimes. I don't think they should beat kids, but, you know, I guess that's an era gone by. I mean, I never did believe in beating, but we were actually, you know, boarded a little bit at school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I understand.
But I think you can't hit kids, you know. Other disciplines, you can ground them, do, you know, detention, things like that.
Yeah, yep, I agree with that. All right, Bob Ney, you have a fabulous turkey day.
Thank you. Thanks. Have a great Thanksgiving. We're thankful for you. Thank you, Kate.
Thank you. Thankful for you, too. And Talk Media News for always calling us. And at the strangest hours, too, they're always there for us. That's for sure. So here it is. We are getting ready for yet another Thanksgiving. Can you believe it? I know I feel like a broken record. I seem like I'm a walking broken record, but doesn't it feel like, boom, it really flew by. Really flew by. On the flip side, odds and ends coming up on America Tonight.
Alright guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck. Maybe a headache or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain in me looking at you.
I don't even hate looking at me, cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at me. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
Thanks for hopping on America tonight. I don't know where you are headed for the holidays. Maybe you're just hosting, you know, and I don't say just lightly, but maybe the family is coming over, the fam's coming over. So you got to vacuum, you got to dust, you got to clean up, got to get those dishes ready. And maybe you're just cooking. Maybe you're doing the fried turkey thing, not sure. Or you're flying off somewhere. You know, this is the craziest time to fly and to commute, of course. I was looking at pictures of the 405 in Los Angeles. And I was thanking God that I don't live in L.A. Sorry for all you people on the West Coast. I have a lot of friends that live there. And they sent me some pictures. And it's insane. I mean, it's life in L.A. is like that, though, where you don't know how long it's going to take to go from one town to another. But because people were hightailing it out of town, the traffic was crazy. I mean, hours and hours and hours of, you know, delays. Really, really tough stuff. As we do the odds and ends thing, I found this out today. Las Vegas. Boy, this is, now all of a sudden this is becoming like, let's go dump our sports there. The NHL has an expansion team in Vegas, and it's going to be called the Golden Knights. It's the 31st team to the league, and it's Sin City's inaugural major professional sports team. The mascot's name and logo was unveiled during a ceremony outside of the club's home, and it is, again, the Golden Knights, and they're going to open play 2017-2018, this first expansion team. This is kind of wild and why I'm mentioning it, since 2000. And you know what? I think they'll get support, especially if they can play decently, but anyway, the arena holds just over 17,000 people.
the Golden Knights. Think of all the names they could have chosen for Vegas, and they came up with the Golden Knights. I mean, you know it's going to be just like a Vegas show, right? You know it, definitely. As I mentioned, you might not be going to see the Golden Knights since they're not really playing until next year. You might be going to Vegas, though. And I saw a list of states that have the worst drivers when I'm thinking of people on the road and driving. A study from a car insurance group says drivers from Texas and Louisiana are the worst drivers. Anyone listening from Louisiana out there in one of those parishes or Texas, you want to defend the drivers? You certainly can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. They say the top 10, besides those two states, South Carolina, North Dakota, Delaware, New Mexico, Nevada, Alabama, Arizona, Montana. Terrific. I have lived in all those places. Montana I just visited. But I think driving, frankly, anywhere, because of the amount of distractions with texting or, you know, being on the phone or whatever, I think that, to me, is, I mean, come on. Everywhere I go, I see that. But in Texas, they said that at least one person had died on a state road every day for 16 years. To end the streak of 55,578 deaths, they're urging people to buckle up, to pay attention to the road, and never drink and drive. You know, the never drink and drive thing, oh my gosh, I mean, come on. You could get an Uber. Somebody can get you an Uber. You can have somebody pick you up. I mean, there's a million modes of transportation, and the drinking and driving now, when we were all stupid a long time ago, but now, there's so many ways to not be somebody who is driving drunk. Of course, it goes to that thing where people think they're okay to drive, and the people around them aren't paying attention or think it's okay, or maybe they're in the same state. But, yeah. At this point in our lives, and with the massive amounts of traffic that we're talking about in some of these places, call an Uber. They're everywhere. And they're so much cheaper than cabs or any other mode of transportation. You know, why not? Why not? All right, let me give you another odds and ends. Odds and ends. This is kind of interesting. National Adoption Day. There's days for everything. And now more than ever, depending on the place, foster kids especially, there's such a great need in so many communities. And you hear a lot of spots for, you know, adopt a kid. And I have friends that, I probably have three or four friends, maybe some of you do too as well, that were adopted and have incredible stories of parents who really wanted them and what happened when they were adopted and what that moment was like for them. And some good, I think it's good of all the days. I mean, we have crazy days. Like it's National Ice Cream Day. So to have a National Adoption Day and kind of shine a light on that and shine a light on some sad statistics, I think is brilliant. Absolutely. Let's let everybody know that there are kids that need homes out there, and there are ways to adopt a child. And there are many incredibly wonderful people who have done just that. The other swing, as we kind of look at the odds and ends on this Turkey Week celebration, because it doesn't feel like a week. It feels like a lot of people have taken off most of the week. Sadly, Hurricane Costa Rica, first landfall since 1851, latest in a kind of a rough season for the Caribbean. But there you go. I mean, Costa Rica, too, a lot of people, Otto could be the first hurricane. A lot of people go to the Caribbean for the Thanksgiving holidays. So this gained a lot of strength, seventh of the season. And hurricane season ends November 30th. So a hurricane watch is up for Costa Rica and southern Nicaragua, and a tropical storm watch has been posted for Panama. So not good. Maybe it dissipates a little bit. The biggest threat, heavy rain, mudslides, you know, you get that heavy rain. Up to 18 inches of rain could fall in northern Costa Rica and southern Nicaragua, which never good. Because you get the whole mudslide thing and that happens. So, records in the Caribbean. Records. Wall Street. I've been getting a lot of emails about Wall Street and what do I think is going to happen with stocks. And I talked about this already the other day that, you know, the Dow closed above 19,000. Stocks are hitting record highs. Telecom is spiking big time. Want to know a couple of stocks that have had some big gains? Home Depot, for one. Huge gains for Home Depot. There's another stock that I've been following, Alcoa, and we're seeing what's happening with metals and whatnot, and that stock has jumped up quite a bit. But the average is the thing that's up, so that means a lot of the stocks are up for the people who have 401ks or I don't know, have a little bit of money invested in the stock market. Wednesday will be interesting because, you know, then we've got Thursday, the Thanksgiving holiday closed. And it'll be interesting to see if those numbers stay high. I think we're going to ride a little bit of a high wave right now. It looks like it anyway, that those numbers are just going to continue to, they're just going to continue to climb. For sure. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, I mentioned this, we've got Nail the Score. That's in our second hour in the final segment. We'll nail the score. Also, we're going to have a conversation with my pal Greg Stebbin, one of the editors of Men's Health Magazine, about publishing books. Meet you in a few here on ATN.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Saying this, but the mailbag is chock full always. You can hit me up at americatonight.org, click on contact, or go to Delaney Media Group at live.com. We're experiencing weather in the United States, winter storms smacking across the Great Lakes. The storm is hitting snow whiteouts from Michigan to Pennsylvania. Nathan Reeder braved the elements to come into the GCN mothership and just got out of those elements a while ago. But Nathan, what's it like in Minnesota?
Well, you know, me and George were looking at the meters last night, and I'm surprised that we finally got it. It's been waiting to pop for a while. It's real sticky, and there's probably almost a foot in it. Half.
Wow.
We're on notice till about 6 a.m. and it's 11:34 here.
So if that keeps pouring the way it is, it's gonna be brutal. Well, it already is, but it's good. But it's gonna be a lot of snow.
You mean fun?
It's fun when you're a kid and you can sled and you don't have to dig the snow out away from your house and your cars and everything else.
No, I like that my body is shaking from anticipation of everyone on the road hitting me.
No, I think that's what, but in Minnesota, I would think, but I guess it's not true, that people are so used to snow they drive more carefully, but no?
No.
Ugh.
I mean,
yeah, so that's
you'd
no
think
good.
So, but no.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to say That's the one thing I don't miss about snow. I like snow, but I don't like driving in it, and I've had my fair share of incidents where somebody almost slammed into me, or I understand what Nathan's saying. The anticipation is a killer when you're driving, you're white-knuckling it because you see people come close, or they're just decide they're going to floor it, and they start to slide all over the place. Not good. Okay, I read the craziest thing. An archbishop, his name is Leo Cushley, is launching a Catholic app in Rome. So this app is called, it's going to be Confession Finder is what the app is, so that if you have a burning desire to confess, that's what this app is for. You can confess to the app. I don't know why, it just seems crazy. Of all the technology things, the Catholic app, and it's called the nickname Cinder. Let me go to my Cinder for the confession. Confession is good for the soul, right? I wonder if that'll be popular. I mean, I don't know, maybe. Maybe it will be. Maybe more people will think about confession, but they'll have an app. And then eventually, what, somebody gets to hear that? I'm not sure. By the way, if you're experiencing the kind of weather that Nathan is talking about, where the snow keeps falling down in Minnesota, call us. I want to hear what the weather's like where you are for this Thanksgiving week. 855-266-5283. Everett in Washington. Hello.
Hey, Kate. Pass the stuffing, would you?
Oh, I like stuffing. I like bread stuffing, the traditional kind.
Oh, yeah. I love Thanksgiving. It's my favorite holiday.
Me too.
Me too. You don't have to do football.
Yes, you get football. You don't have to. Yes. Yeah, and you don't have to deal with presents, really.
Yeah, you know, it's a perfect holiday.
Perfect holiday.
I think Las Vegas will probably get the basketball team next, probably, the way they're going.
Vegas, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they got a hockey team, and now it looks like the Raiders. If that all comes through, which I think it will, and that means then they'll have football. So you're right. Next would be basketball.
Yeah, it's kind of a lame name for a hockey team, though.
The Knights, the Golden Knights.
Yeah, I don't know.
They could have been Aces. What, you could have called them Aces. How about Royal Flush? That'd be
Gamblers.
Too much. Gamblers. I like Gamblers. The Las Vegas, but you know, they probably they're thinking, oh, we don't want to call it that. But I like that. The Las Vegas Gamblers. Sounds better than, you're right, than the Golden Knights.
Yeah. Anyways, that was pretty sad about that driver. I guess he was, not too good.
No, the bus driver was so sad. It was so sad to hear the, you know, they've been talking about seatbelts for a long time, and it was so sad to hear the stories of the parents with the, you know, the kids. I mean, just absolutely awful. One of the families saying this was our only child, and oh, I mean, just awful, awful, awful.
Yeah, they should have done a background check on him.
They should have. And then look what happens. The unthinkable happens, Everett, and that's what happens when you don't do that. You got the wrong guy in there?
Be some good lawsuits in that one.
Oh, there's going to be some big lawsuits, that's for sure. Thanks for the call. Don't forget about Nail the Score. And the bus driver, as I've talked about, I think I mentioned this, in Tennessee and in Chattanooga charged, of course, and the school bus driver had, you know, they had talked to him after the crash, and the National Transportation Safety Board was there as soon as they could get there because they're searching for the answers of the story, but the driver was charged. I mean, with those kids killed in that crash. And kids are in, there's still six kids in intensive care. So, the mayor said this is unreal. I mean, you know, parents, students crying, rescuers just doing everything they could to help the kids. And, you know, again, awful. Jonathan E. Walker charged with vehicular homicide. 24-year-old bus driver, and those kids were so young, 37 students. They didn't even make any stops before the crash, and families were, when it first happened, were desperate to find any kind of news because, you know, your kid's on that bus. So waiting rooms were filled up, and identifying kids was complicated, they say, and because some of the kids couldn't spell their names. You know, they had kids that were in kindergarten. So you've got 6 in critical care, 6 in stable, and so many patients that came in. And, I mean, just an awful, awful scene. And of course, speed, speed, speed. And they assumed that when they started to look at it. He lost control of the bus, swerved off the road to the right, hit an elevated driveway and mailbox, swerved to the left, began to overturn, striking a telephone pole and a tree. I mean, it doesn't get any worse what happened with this bus. And the bus was heading down a windy road above 30 miles an hour. No seat belts. We've already talked about that a lot. What could have been done to prevent that? You know, this driver, 5 counts of vehicular homicide, reckless endangerment, reckless driving. He got his commercial driver's license in April. But since then, Everett referring probably, I'm sure, to this, he got a traffic citation for sideswiping a car while driving a school bus. After the crash, Walker's mother said she got a phone call from her son who told her he'd been in a drastic accident, tried to explain what happened, and then the police took the phone away. So, I mean, this is the experience is part of this. What happened experience-wise here? I mean, this community just devastated, you know, absolutely devastated on a week of giving thanks by a horrific accident that partially was about speeding on a windy road with pretty narrow, not a lot of options. So the options got real and the bus, you know, turned over and kids flew everywhere. I mean, everywhere. And then you have a story as a follow-up to the San Antonio police officer who shot on Sunday. And they finally got someone the other day. And just a day after he's allegedly killed the San Antonio police officer, Otis Tyrone McCain was arrested. I mean, hours after he got married. He got married and then he was arrested. What possibly happened here? And then the strangest thing, and this officer, terrible Marconi, 50 years old, 20 years on the force, then he apologized. He apologized. I mean, just terrible. Walking up to the side of the police station, to the side of the patrol car that was right there at the police station, and shooting him, allegedly, shooting him twice, killing him by the time he got to the hospital, he was just pronounced dead. What possibly put somebody in that position? Now, McCain had a criminal background or history, if you want to say that. In 2012, he pled no contest to an assault charge. But, I mean, how awful. So no reason other than pure, sick, twisted violence. Stay with us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Once again, the mailbag is full. Music to my ears. Just a quick reminder, a couple of ways that you can reach me to let your thoughts flow. One is I have a new address, DelaneyMediaGroup@live.com, DelaneyMediaGroup@live.com, or AmericaTonight.net. And with that, let's dive into the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one is from Harry. Kate, I haven't emailed you in a long time, but I want to tell you, I think you do a fabulous job. I love the way that you try to drive the conversation in sort of a nonpartisan way, where it'd be so easy to get on and rant and rave and be a megalomaniac or another one of those idiots on the airwaves. You don't do that. I'm sure it doesn't do you any favors in the category of making serious money, because we all know that that's the way to make the serious dough. But bravo to you for always trying to drive the conversation where it's open to everybody, not just somebody who is a right whiter. No offense to those people out there listening, neocons, etc. You invite, as you call it, left of left, right of right, and in between. So bravo, my dear. Keep doing what you're doing. Trust me, in the end, it will pay off. Well, that was sweet, Harry. Thank you. And you are right. There are opportunities that I have passed by where it would have been much more lucrative to me, but I think you have to be real with whatever it is you're doing. So I try. You know, it's a business. It's a business.
Let's move to this one. This one is from Jacob Kate. A 7.4 earthquake smashing into the Japanese coast. Not good. Off the coast of Fukushima, there's a tsunami warning in place for the Japan Pacific coastline. Wow, people, this time they learned after the last time to evacuate people immediately, because they're talking about the waves reaching 3 meters high, and they're warning people to get out, to evacuate. Yeah, books, I saw pictures of books all over the floor, people rushing away, cars evacuating, tidal surges, and we know what happened a few years ago. You know, it's interesting, I can remember, I was on America Tonight, and I was saying, oh, it doesn't look like before all that hit. Boy, it doesn't look like much is going to happen there. Boy, I couldn't have been more wrong. Remember what happened. It was frightening to see those waves come in and just wash away people, businesses. I mean, just life was just crashed there. And for years, we talked about what happened. I mean, for years. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Buck Kate. I don't even know where to go with this. I have enjoyed listening to America Tonight. I was listening to you. I love it when you do. I can tell that you have a passion for business. I love it when you talk about business. I know you've had financial people on. You were mentioning the fact that the Dow broke above 19,000 and the S&P was high. And that's a good thing. And you're right about that. And why? Because lots of people who are listening who don't necessarily have a lot of money are fortunate enough to work for a company where they're getting some matching funds, so they have a 401k that's been buoyed by the market, and you want the market to stay higher. Of course you want the market to stay higher. Thanks for that. You're right. Because of the reasons you just said. So you might not be the high roller at the craps table, but that 401k, for me, I work for CBS years ago, and they really were encouraging us to jump on the 401k, and I did. It didn't matter what you were making, and thank goodness I did, because that gave me a little bit of a cushion. Of course, I lost some of that money when the market crashed, like all of you, but it provided something that I wouldn't have had otherwise, so that's absolutely right. It's not just about somebody who is moving thousands and thousands of dollars. For some people, it's huge for when they retire, without a doubt, depending on the company that they work for. So there you go. And we did see the market bounce in a different direction, and I of course, I think that's good. All right, so let's move on to, but you can't rely on that, remember. We certainly have had plenty of people on the show have talked about don't rely on the market. We've talked to Mike Bonacorsi, Steve Kelly was on with us for a while, and I did that on purpose, and so we'd have different points of view and give you ways that you can learn to do something to help yourself in retirement age. Because what's the one thing we all don't know? And Steve Kelly used to say this, when are we going to die? You have no idea. You know, some people have these lifelines where they're living to be 100, and some people don't live quite as long, so there's no way to know how much money you're going to need, right? All right, let's move on. This one is from Tiff, and Tiff says, wow, I happened to be watching this Mars show on National Geographic, and I thought about you, Kate, because I know how much you say you enjoy the whole thing about space, that you've really gotten into it, and I'm wondering if you've seen that show. I have seen that show. It comes on Monday, and what's really cool about it, because I like documentary kind of things, is that they have sort of this docudrama going on. So it's, we're going to Mars, it's 2033, but then really what's happened along the way in space, there's interviews, there's moments where they go back in time, but it's really what's happened in real life, and they talk to all kinds of people around the space program, and it's fascinating. They just did a thing the other night about the astronaut that went in, went into space for a year in space, if you remember, and of course that was Scott Kelly, And they did, it was fascinating to me. It blew my mind when it was like, okay, this is epic. He's going to go for 1 year, a 1 year mission in space. And Mark Kelly, his brother, of course, is on the ground, his twin, and he also had been an astronaut. So it was wild that NASA did this, you know, human research program, not knowing what would happen there. And, it was fascinating. 12 months on the International Space Station. Can you imagine 12 months in space? So thank you for bringing that up. And yes, Mars is interesting. If you've missed it, it's one of those things where you can get it on demand for free. I'm sure you can download that. So if you're interested in this kind of docudrama things, absolutely check it out. How about this one? This one is from Tabitha. When I think of the name Tabitha, I have to tell you, I think of Bewitched. Remember when I was a kid, that show was on. The daughter's name was Tabitha. Anyway, it's kind of a cool name. It is a cool name. So anyway, Tabitha goes on to say, Kate, we listen to you here in Sarasota. Boy, I hear that a lot. And I know you talk a lot about medicine and health and that kind of thing when you do odds and ends, when you're not talking about politics. Did you see the thing about cheese, that eating cheese helps you? You know what? You are probably referring to an article I saw in the New York Post where they talk about this study that was published in the Nature Medicine. It's some kind of journal that said that eating cheese, especially the aged kind of cheese, is good because they have this thing in the cheese called spermidine, and it's found in blue cheese. And they say it's linked to a longer life in mammals, at least when tested on mice, because, you know, it's all about the mice and what happens with the mice. So the study said that they observed 800 Italians and found that those who ate more cheese had lower blood pressure and a reduced risk of cardiovascular disease and a 40% lower risk of heart failure. Wow. All right. Bring on the cheese. You know what the problem with cheese is, though? As somebody who is, you know, really killed herself to get in shape and is still doing it. This is a never-ending battle always in your life. And I love cheese. Oh, I could eat any kind of cheese. Is how many calories? And, you know, it's like if you're at a party or you're just sitting around with your posse. Hey, somebody bring out that cheese and crackers. And then before you know it, how many pieces of that have you eaten? Not to be a buzzkill. But I love blue cheese. So the idea that that's better for us, I'm all for it. One day, you know, it's like coffee. One day coffee's good, the next day it's not. It's, you know, keep experimenting. Tell us what works. That's good. And every time I hear it's something that I think is not necessarily great, that makes me happy. So I'm going to say this again. If you have any thoughts on whatever it is that we're talking about and you want to share them with us, you can always do that. Go to americatonight.net or Delaney Media Group at live.com. Sometimes the one server's down. Delaney Media Group at live.com. Stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side here on ATN.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.